I wanted to start the show off by saying that I'm not sure I've ever actually articulated this at the head of the show, at the start of the show, and I'm not really sure I've ever really laid it out quite the way that I want to now, because for some reason, it never occurred to me. But I hope you understand, if you're new to the show, that it's me doing all the voices of these different characters that you're about to hear. In other words, these are not real people. Okay? What are you looking at, bud?
Nothing.
These are all voices that I do. And I understand it's weird, and it probably is too weird for a lot of people. And I like that. I like being so weird that it freaks some people. It puts some people off. That's good. That's a good thing. I consider that to be a good thing in life. You're not attacking somebody. You're not waving a gun in their face. You're just weird. And weird is good. And that's what I am. But I wanted to make sure you knew that I do all these voices. Now, some people may be saying, well, so what? Well, okay, you try it. Believe me, this is a skill, and I don't know what you'd call it, man, but it's a performance art that I've acquired over time for the reasons that I didn't have time to hire a lot of actors and write parts for them. I just do all this shit, most of it improv. A lot of it's written, but none of it's written out, but some things are bullet pointed, and some stuff is just, frankly, right out of the box improv. So that's what this is. And I learned in life through, and maybe I'm still talking this way because of, Norm Pattis.
I think it's because of the passing of Mr. Pattis, Phil. Yes, that you're all of a sudden, you want to just step out front and say, here's who I am.
Right. Right. And the reason why I say that is because for many years of my life, I did not have the courage to be who I was. I felt it was probably going to, people wouldn't like me. Because I had, and as you will find out if you haven't already, I had a lot of really extreme instincts and notions about things and a very weird sense of humor. And so I think it was the passing of Norm Pattis on Monday that reminded me that, Phil, you are what you is, and you is what you am. A cow don't make ham.
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa, yeah.
All right.
So that's what I is. I mean, that's who I is. I mean, that's who I am. And that's, so all these character voices I do myself. Let's go. Let's start this show.
I got it right now. Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills this holiday season. It is Tedmas, and we've got the Ted in a manger. And I can assure you it'll be far more tasteful than last year. All right, we ran out of time.
I got the cheeses.
I know. Put the cheeses right there, okay?
Ted Bell joining us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Is that Chef Chedilia?
What's that, Phil?
Is that Chef Chedilia?
They can hear you on the... I want to know where you're planning to put the cheese.
Put it right there.
Talk to me like I'm some kind of jail punk.
All right, we're hearing all of that.
Would you mind? Yes, that was Chef Chedilia, and I
don't like him talking to me like I'm his jail bitch. And
what the fuck are you doing? I told you not.
Wow, what happened there?
I don't know, but there's bad.
What the hell was that? It sounded like Bell got freaked out or something.
Call him back.
Wait a minute, Margaret.
All right, but I think we need to know what happened.
Call him back.
Which is what I just said.
Yeah, Mr. Bell? Yeah, wow. That's really weird, huh? Yeah. Polka dot.
Give me the phone, will you? Ted, are you okay?
Well, I want to apologize to you and everyone. I want to apologize to Chef Chedilia. Come on, Chef. Let me just...
You don't talk to me like that. You understand?
I understand. I'm sorry. I've been under a lot of pressure, Phil. We are kicking off our Tedmas promotion. As you know, last year's Tedmas promotion was an utter, unmitigated disaster. We completely misread the room, and I wanted to do something this year that was going to put us back in the good graces of our patrons.
Well, last year's Tedmas, as I remember...
I would really rather not go through it.
Well, Ted, I think we have to. You had the three wise Teds... and you had some other things.
Yes, we did. The Three Wise Teds was a Ted. I think it was the vegetable, and I think it was I don't know, steak Ted or something like that.
But these represented the three wise men. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. He's walking away, Phil. Shift your dilly up. What happened here is I brought it.
Well, wait a minute. You gave me the phone.
Look, I can't have you guys. What I just heard on the air, you disconnecting each other.
I didn't disconnect anything.
I hung the phone up. I'm sorry.
You done?
It's my phone.
Are you done? What happened here, Phil, is I brought in a platter of cheeses. This is generally what Ted likes during the holiday season, is he loves to sample some cheeses. So I brought in a very hearty and very tasty Cabernet Sauvignon and some selection cheese. And all of a sudden, Ted starts losing his mind over the fact that I wanted to say hi to you. And
he's grabbing the phone from me, Phil.
All right, I got it. Can I talk to Ted now?
Yeah, sure.
Phil, you know, you guys are awfully free with the language. You come on the air with me like this, okay?
Do you hear that? He says you're very free with the language. Oh, fuck. You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that. Maybe we shouldn't have Chef Tadilly on.
Maybe he said maybe. Hey, Phil. Phone back, man. Bitch.
Oh, man. What are these guys doing? Give me that. Come on, General. No, give it to me, bud. Hey, Ted. General Shaw. Let me talk to Chedilia. Chef, General Galen Shaw, why don't you guys pull your heads out of your... I'm saying all of that stuff's going out of the... Huh?
Here.
Yes, sir. Chef, yeah, it's just as the general said, it's going out over the air. It's going out over the... Who is this? Rudy, would you give the phone to Ted? He's doing a Chef Chedilia impression.
That wasn't Chef Chedilia. No.
Ted, are you there? Okay, Ted. What is going on with you guys?
I'm sitting here trying to get into the show today to talk to you about the promotion that we have, The Ted in a Manger. I am admitting to you, and I'm admitting to your audience, that last year's show, last year's promotion, the Tedmas with the Three Wise Teds, all the stuff we did at Tedmas last year was a unmitigated disaster.
I think you're having a terrible year when it comes to promotions, Ted.
Tell me about it. We haven't, not one promotion has sketched Brownlee and the guys at Brownlee and Tadley. None of these guys have come up with any kind of a promotion that I can call my own and say that Ted Bell, that this is a Ted Bell promotion. So, now, Chef...
I want to tell you guys something right now, okay? Is Chef Chedilly listening?
Yes. Yes, I am, Phil.
All right. This fighting over the phone... The free use of four-letter words. I understand that things have changed in podcasting and broadcasting and all that stuff. I can't have that, okay? I brought Ted on to talk about this new promotion he's got, Ted in a Manger. I heard you were giving cheeses out or something.
You're talking to me now?
Yes, he's talking to you. Give me the phone then, hey? Bitch.
Move on from these guys.
Okay. Ted...
Yeah, Mr. Bell. Yeah, Phil's moving on. Mr. Henry's moving on. He's moving on down to Men Like Will and Sonny. Moving on. You ever seen that show? Have you ever not seen that show?
Give me the phone, will you? Ted, what are you doing, bud?
Okay, I'm on the air.
Phil, I'm asking for one final chance. Chef Chedilia, you can't call me bitch on the air.
I'm sorry, okay? I wanted to say to Phil one thing. I came in here with a platter full of cheese. We had two bottles of the beautiful Sequoia Grove red. You love the Cabernet Sauvignon from Sequoia Grove, don't you, Phil?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I had two bottles of that. I wish you were here. You could enjoy it.
In other words, I don't know. I don't know what I'm drinking, huh?
You are, but I'm just saying. Why don't you just let me talk to the man?
You know what you sounded like right there? You sounded like you were 12. Let me talk to him.
I'm trying to talk to Mr. Henry about...
Will you guys shut up and let me talk?
Yes, sir.
And the whole Yavol stuff, I'm going to give you one more minute, and then we're going to hang up and move on, okay?
You know what? I'm going to the kitchen, Phil.
But I wanted to...
I don't know. No, I'm going to the kitchen.
Go ahead, Phil. Hey, Phil, I own the restaurant, okay? It's called Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's not called Chef Chedilly's of Beverly Hills. It's not called Rudy Canosa's. It's me, Ted Bell.
Right, but you two guys sound like you're coming right straight out of junior high with all of the calling each other bitch and everything. What I wanted to ask you about, I wanted to talk to you about the new promotion for this Christmas, Ted in a Manger.
All right, now, Ted, this is important for us to understand. What's the difference between this year with Ted in a Manger and last year with the three wise Teds?
Last year we were doing far too much religious imagery. Last year we were doing far too much by way of utilizing very sacred images at Christmas time. This year we're doing a strict Tedmas, Ted in the Manger. Now here's the thing, you may think that I'm being blasphemous with Ted in the Manger. It's not Jesus that's in the manger, it's Ted. And I'm not the Son of God. There's only one Son of God.
All right, what are you doing in the manger?
What am I doing to where?
What are you, why are you laying in the manger?
Okay, Phil.
What are you? Why are you?
You sound like some anxious child on a car trip who needs to go, poo. That's what...
Fuck him. I'm all done. I'm all done.
Ted? Yeah. Mr. Henry can't do it. What?
Calgary. The Calgary Stampede. It's the phone, will you? Ted, what is going on, man?
Nothing. I just, when you went... You sounded... All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you any names or anything.
So tell me about how it is that Ted in a Manger is not messing with a religious image.
Ted in a Manger is simply me. It's a little doll that we had made up. The guys over at Brownlee and Tadley had these little plastic dolls made up in a diaper, and then it's my head with glasses, a pompadour hairdo, and I'm holding a menu. Ted's in Beverly Hills. And the little baby is laying in a manger.
That's where the Christ child was laying.
I know, Phil. In the Christ child. Hey, Phil, why don't you come off your high horse? Everyone knows you're not all that religious.
Hey, I don't have to be religious. I want to respect other people's religion, okay? This show's not about mocking people's religion. You understand?
We're not mocking anyone's religion. Oh, my God. Give me the phone. God almighty, you sound like you're constipated. You're trying to go, Ugh. Is that what that is? What? Are you constipated? Because that's what it sounded like.
Are you guys on the air talking to me, or are you talking to each other?
Sorry. But look, what we're trying to do here, Phil, is it's extremely, extremely non-provocative. It is benign, all right? It's a little plastic doll laying in this manger and going, hey, it's Ted's of Beverly Hills. There's no three wise men. There's no Star of the North. There's nothing there but Ted laying in a diaper in a manger.
People are going to make that connection. It doesn't make any difference, Chef Chedelia. People will make the connection with Christmas.
Well, we don't think so. And Ted here. Oh, okay. So it's up to me, huh? Yeah. What's the beef?
The beef is, look, I'm not. You can do whatever you want.
Hey, Chef. Phil Henry said we can do whatever we want. How about that? And I thought I had to check with you, Phil, on everything. I thought you had to sign off on everything.
I'm not asking to sign off on everything. I'm just saying you're going to have, just like the heat you got at Halloween, the heat you got last year at Tedmas, this year's Tedmas with Ted in a manger. Come on, man.
Phil, you know, here's the thing. When you spit it out like that, you know, and this year, Ted in a manger, people will have no choice but to think in a very unfavorable way toward this promotion. And we feel it is, as I said, very benign. I think it hooks us into Christmas, and it does not mock religion at all.
Don't you understand that Jesus, the Son of God...
Yes, I know. He was laying in a manger.
He was born in a manger.
No, he was not. That's the thing I'm trying to say. Jesus was not born in a manger. He was laid in a manger. Here, Chef Chedelia.
What we found, Jesus was not born in a manger. He was laid in the manger by Mary.
What do you mean he wasn't born in a manger?
He was not born in a manger. He was born somewhere in the stable, and then they laid him in the manger.
I got it.
Do you want to take my hand off, too?
No. Let you get back in the kitchen and get something mad.
Okay, bitch. Did you hear that, Phil?
Yes, I did. And tell Chef Chedelia we're ending the interview because of him.
How do you like that? Mr. Henry said he's going to have to end the interview because of you. He's entered the interview. Come on, Phil. I was only having fun.
I heard you calling him bitch as you were going into the kitchen.
Phil, but did you hear the essential point that we're making?
I heard you call him a name when you went in the kitchen.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that Jesus was not born in a manger. Ted is not... It's not... desecrating anything but him laying in a manger.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to have all kinds of problems. Get to Father McCorders on the line. We have Father James McCorders, in fact, with us from Glendale, California, to talk with us about this.
Felix, Father James McCorders.
Father McCorders, this is Carl Cedilia here at Ted's of Beverly Hills with Ted Bell.
Hello, Father. Yes, now tell me what the nature of the conversation is, Phil.
These guys, Ted Bell has a little doll made up. It looks like him with a diaper or something.
No, not a diaper. I said it was a little baby made to look like me. It's an adult man's head, my head with glasses and a pompadour hairdo. And I'm holding a Ted's of Beverly Hills menu. And from the neck down, I'm a baby in a diaper. All right, you're a baby in a diaper, but you're laying in a manger. I'm laying in a manger because, as I understand it, Jesus wasn't born in the manger. He was just laid there. I'm saying that perception is, almost 95% of the reality, whatever people perceive. And they're going to think that you're trying to mess around with their religion. So if you put yourself in a manger, and you have people thinking that you think you're Jesus Christ.
No, I do not think I'm Jesus Christ. I'm anything but that, okay? No, I don't think I'm Jesus Christ. And here's proof. For the Easter celebration, I'm going to have me, well, I guess they're not going to like it, but they're going to have him looking like he's nailed to a cross. No, but see what I'm saying? That is,
are you out of your mind?
You got to be kidding me, Ted.
What? Are you out of your mind? First of all, you've got yourself in a manger, then you're going to have yourself nailed to a cross. Why?
To show that I'm doing penance for any... Oh, forget it. I told him. He wouldn't listen to me.
No, you didn't tell me.
Yes, I did tell you. I told you not to do the manger thing, and damn sure don't have yourself nailed to a cross.
Ted, when you opened up Ted's of Miami Beach, Ted's of Beverly Hills of Miami Beach...
Yeah.
You were going to do an Easter opening. You had yourself in a robe floating up to heaven with a Ted's menu.
What about it?
Hey, is Ted's of Beverly Hills in Miami Beach today?
No.
And why?
Yeah, because it was a bad promotion.
Because it was bad promotion? God almighty, people didn't want to see hide nor hair of your ass after you did that. And now what you want to have is you laying in a manger and this to show people that you're doing penance for any offense, you'll have yourself nailed to a cross.
No, I'm not going to have myself nailed to a cross. I'm going to have a little picture of Ted Bell with me, smiling, wearing sunglasses, crucified.
And you're nailed to a cross.
I didn't say nailed. I saw one picture of a guy where they tied him up with ropes.
I feel I'm done here.
Thank you, Father.
Phil, I'll tell you something right now. Your own everlasting soul is at risk here, as long as you entertain monkeys like this.
What do you call me?
I called you.
Okay, Ted, I can't, I'm not going to help you promote this.
Oh, so let me ask you a question, okay? Are you giving up on Ted Bell as an advertiser?
If I have to, then I have to. I cannot, I'm not going to have you on here promoting Ted in a manger.
I called you an asshole.
No, I heard him.
No, you did not. I didn't. What a dick. He just called me a dick.
We heard that. So, Chef Cedilia, you got Ted in a manger, and then to make up for any offense, he'll have himself a little doll nailed to a cross?
Yeah, he's going to have a little Ted's of Beverly Hills doll with shades, the pompadour, a menu, and he's nailed to a cross. I told him it was wrong. I told him it was in bad taste. I told him it was going to drive away any fans that he has. And then, of course, I heard what you said tonight about the promotion in Miami.
Ted doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that there's a sensitivity level around people's religion.
Let me have the phone. Excuse me?
May I have the phone? Phil, listen. The laying in the manger, if people were upset by that, then I would have myself figuratively crucified. And it was all in good fun. And if people were offended by that, okay, then I was going to have Ted's Rapture, which would be a group of hip-hop artists.
A group of hip-hop artists.
Ted's Rapture, like, it's going to be a rap night?
It would be Ted's Rapture. Hello?
Ted, this is Margaret. Let me just tell you, you do not have any instinct at all for promotion.
Oh, I don't, huh? I have one of the most memorable slogans in the history of all of the restaurant business.
Yes, I'll give you that. Yes, we want to put our meat in your mouth. It's a very memorable slogan. Everything else you do is a piece of you know what.
No, he's going to say the word. You want to say shit? Go back in the kitchen, okay? Tell me to go back in the kitchen.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Ted Bell and Chef Carl Cedilia, they must be nuts. That's a guy that only digs himself in deeper. He gets to to digging a hole that he's in. He decides he's got to get himself out of that hole, so he digs the hole deeper.
Well, if you just joined us, Ted Bell was going to have a promotion, Ted in a Manger, where he was giving away little dolls in a manger. The dolls looked just like him. And if anybody was offended by that, he was going to have little dolls of himself crucified.
God damn, man.
What was that, around Easter? Yes, around Easter time. And finally, he wrapped it up by saying he's going to have... Wrapped it up. There it is.
Yeah, with only just the R.A.P.
He finally said that if that bothers you, he's having Ted's Rapture, which would be a rap night.
Bunch of hip... What is that, bud? Bunch of hip-hop groups?
Well, it's rap.
Yeah, but it's rap. Hip-hop. Hippity-hop.
It's hip-hop. It's rap. It's... Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, Phil. You're all down with it.
Hip-hop. Rap. Hip-hop is like rap to an R&B melody. We're going to be right back, or maybe not. Maybe we ought to just leave right now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Chef Carl Cedilia here. I would love to be able to promote the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, but I don't feel like promoting the Backstage Pass because what you just heard, and I'm doing this live from the restaurant, what you just heard is going to wind up in the archives of his website. And it makes me look like a fool. It makes Ted Bell look even worse. It makes the restaurant look like a garbage can. Not a restaurant, but just a garbage can where rats go to eat. So no, I don't recommend the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass that has 50,000 plus hours of radio shows, digital casts, video casts, so on and so forth. No, I don't recommend you get that for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. I don't recommend you get over 50,000 hours of a lot of fun.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
You call Ted's of Beverly Hills a garbage can? That's right, we're ratsy.
Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and a couple of things that I wanted to cover before Phil and Steve come on in here.
Yeah.
And you brought the cheeses.
I brought the cheeses, yeah.
Well, here's the reason why. We heard Chef Cedilia say that he was laying out the traditional cheeses.
Now, we do this.
I'll do it, Steve. You always jump the gun.
Well, I know, but I want people to know.
We heard Chef Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills say that he lays out the traditional cheeses. Well, so do we. In fact, I made a point on Twitter day before yesterday that I do not use drugs.
Well,
what do you mean? What are you trying to do, Steve?
Honey, people know.
I had a pill problem. All right, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta. Okay, you don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs. I don't do street drugs. I don't do illicit street drug.
Illicit street drug. Wasn't he a boyfriend of yours?
Oh, she kicked my balls in.
No, I did not.
No, she didn't. But
forget your jokes, Steve. Your jokes don't work. Except illicit street drug. That was cute. I don't do illicit street drugs. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't take any kind of street drug. I have prescription medication that at times I've abused. That's not the same thing as having a drug problem. A drug problem is using illicit street chemicals, things that are mixed and created in these back alley laboratories. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about drugs that are manufactured, that are produced and manufactured and distributed legally by the legal pharmaceutical companies and that are prescribed by doctors, you understand?
Yeah.
That are prescribed by doctors to people like myself. And then I do wind up taking more of them than I should. And I wind up abusing them and eventually having what we call a pill problem over the course of a few days. But that is not the same as being some kind of a street drug addict. Now, having said all of that, I do not use drugs.
Except for the pill problem.
What did I just say?
I'm sorry.
I don't use drugs. I drink wines, light champagnes, and an assortment of cheeses. This is what I do. And for you to intimate that I am a thing that is feeling its way along the walls of an alley to find the pusher man.
No, honey, I'm not saying that. Just the people have heard you do a pill problem on Twitter.
Yes, I have not denied that. There's been the odd time that I have taken handfuls of my ADHD medicine, which I will not go into what that is.
Wellbutrin, it's one of them.
What did I just say?
Well, I thought, ow!
I didn't slap him.
No, she didn't.
Mr.
Henry's got a call. He's going to be pissed off.
Ask me if I care, okay?
Mr. Henry.
Yes, Phil.
Bobby, I told you I don't want you faking like you're slapping him. Even if you're not slapping him, it mocks domestic abuse. Do you understand?
Get lost. So what I am saying is I'm not out on the street flagging down passing cars, asking for spare change so that I can watch someone's window and amass enough coins, put together a few dollars so I can go to someone's room that's on the bottom floor of a 19th century brick building and you can smell the stink of the sewer.
All right, honey.
I don't do that. As I said, I drink light wines, light champagne, and I eat an assortment of cheeses.
Okay. God damn. World famous. I'm Steve Dooley, world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated on Podcast One. Bobby, you okay?
I don't know. I'm not okay.
My wife is. I don't think she's ever going to come back the normal way. I don't think she'll ever be back to her normal way.
An assortment of cheeses.